Welcome, listeners, to Silenzo's Memoirs. I'm doing this particular podcast for history, the one I'm doing right now. It is not something that gives me joy to do somehow, but it's still joyous to do. It doesn't give me joy because it is for history. Today is the 30th of April, 2024. We're not really grieving for anybody. But I say this from the onset of doing this podcast, that I understand the fact that as Nigerians, as Africans, we are very stubborn people, very aggressive, and very confident. But you see, any confidence that is not based on truth is a fallacy. You are only compressing the chaos. It will still blow up in your faces. Now, I stand here today, man. It's not the easiest thing for me to say, but I am accusing President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the Asiwaju, the Jagaban, of being a thief. Because you must explain to us, because you order the explanation, because you are the president of us, not of any other place. Because make it make sense. Since the Tinubu administration has come in, it has this penchant of treasury bills. Personally, treasury bills are short-term loan instruments. Do you understand? Now, the last we saw was that they had borrowed 4.838 trillion, according to the thief that Wale Edunwis. He said we are using it to pay back Ways and Means. But when Cardozo was asked, Cardozo made us realize that in 6 months, the Tinubu administration has collected 3.8 trillion. 4.8 plus 3.8. Huh? Is that not 8.6 trillion? Huh? Inside 6 months. How much is our entire budget? Where are all these monies going? We have increased, we have removed subsidy from petrol, and we are now paying more than that on electricity. Why? We don't know. The fuel we used to see, the electricity is nowhere to be seen. What percentage? You see, this, I am telling you, in that same time, they have lost $26 billion. The Tinubu administration has lost $26 billion. Where is all this money going to? And you now know, despite all these monies that we are calling, I read in papers that Canada said that they will give us they will release $7.3 million to revolutionize agric in Africa. They have borrowed $750 million from World Bank. Nigerians, una dey there, they look. You're already hearing Boko Haram. You're already hearing, seeing the heading Fulani headsmen. Are they not terrors of old? It was signed on February 19. One year do the puppet, chief puppet. He signed them on the 31st. What kind of calamities are these? Are sacrilegious offenses that are treasonable. What does the law say? Break out the nonsense law. Break out the constitution. They are financing the Palestinian war. That's all I can see. Why is so much money leaving Nigeria? Why is so much money leaving Nigeria? NNPC just came and said they are owing people $3 billion. All these people we don't know. The bank teller of the power minister has come and said that we will spend $2.8 trillion. Who in money now they spend like this now? See, there's nothing like saying I'm just calling you. Emefiele, this time last year, was a very important man in Nigeria. Look at where he is now. Yaya Bello, how many months ago he was the governor? Look at, he's running now. Where will you people run when the time comes? Where will you people run? What kind of nonsense is this? I now go to the internet. I now see that there was one comedy that he did in Saudi Arabia as an economic summit. And I see some people saying he was defending. God punish defense. We don't know who we be. When a white man is asking him, his masters are asking him, is he answerable to them or answerable to us? You are the one telling them that. So they are the one. You say now that road of Zionism you won't follow. Now, that root of Zionism, let me tell you, there's a clear distinction between my Zazi and my daddy. Everything Buhari did was for us. Everything Tinubu is doing is for his masters. Everything he's doing is for the oligarchs. We are in a country whereby it is right for the police to use arms, you understand, armed robbery, collect 80 million naira as misconduct, and someone cannot speak his mind as tomato reviewer. You understand? Without them. See, I watched one video the other day. I just did get to hear the talk. You get this a cool disco guy. I be the following. I did let them know, say, guys, All this nonsense people are doing is not sustainable. You understand? We are seeing the structural matter. It's not as if they are telling us. I did see that they are waiting for neck. You understand? But why they are waiting for neck? That's Oyo, Ogun, and Lagos are waiting for neck's approval for whatever it is. I didn't even read the article. But there is this penchant to pay out money. Because while those ones are waiting, you know, to understand how they are going to do the regulatory of the electricity in their region, the minister of finance, that is the bank teller, that is, he's already telling us that we will pay 2.8 trillion. How can you even be so sure? We light we have not used, we've projected payment. When someone looks at it that we pay 2.8 trillion at the end of, and we are just in, you know, in April, four out of how many? You know, say we go pay. So that means there is really no way. It is not about whether we have light or we don't have light. It is the constant money we must pay that concerns him. How am I now wrong in calling him a bank teller minister? He is the only thing he has been saying. He said the problem no get solution. And they said they want to recapitalize the failure that the discos are. What nonsense? You see, when you see intelligence, you understand the terminologies will be catching you, will be vibing it. I swear. It will be like Asake Fuji. Not be all this nonsense, discorded nonsense they are playing as music for intellectuals that we are. This is stealing in broad daylight now. Stealing in broad daylight. They are just calling money. Now, let me, please. I am saying this so that you can add and let's ask direct questions. You see, a pushback is when you ask intellectual questions. I can see now that every Falano himself that is a lawyer is saying it that, IMF and World Bank are just giving you instructions, are just following in now. If it is a contract, you better come out because I have jail now they look. I am even asking because that's a terrorism act by Wale Edun. It is a terrorism act by Wale Edun. Once Cardozo tells us that he did not collect that 750 million, you understand? Then it is the reason why we are having four queues. Because what was the word they used? Glitch. What was the word they used? A glitch. You see, when you pump that many money into, you know, certain nerves, they will actually cause discomfort. That is what we are feeling. You understand? I have said it until now, 1 year into the administration, Mobil, Shell, Total Energies, they have not given us anything productive. Check out. And it is an insult to our humanity. It is sacrilegious. To find out that, you will find out that the Senate will be calling all these MDs of these nonsense companies. They will not come and they do not issue their warrant of arrest. Now, that comedy they do for Saudi Arabia, how is it different from the COP28 that they went to do? How is it any different from the COP28? Do you people remember? They gathered themselves as world leaders that they are talking about climate change. You understand? In a town, you understand, that they are changing the climate. Because what do you call rain generation? Climate is rain now. When you're not generating, what are you doing? When they not have flood, they say it's not the problem of that. You see, there is this thing, the Arabian wealth. You understand? If you notice now, that retard Bin Sams, you understand, for Saudi Arabia, is not concerned about what is happening in Palestine. He wants to sponsor World Cup. He wants to host World Cup. He wants to, it is not about humanity. It's about this kind of importance that they are supposed to be. And press away me campaign for see the way you just going to disgrace the Yoruba lineage. Orukorere osungbogbo elelo. They are telling you, they are calling you, you say they are those you must worship. Say, you get one thing you don't do before, now you know everything, despite you not knowing anything. You really obviously must not know anything. You cannot claim to know anything, because if you know anything, they had set up the Nigerian Air before you came. They pushed the launch just so that it can happen. After all that work, you came and you are investigating the minister. And I laugh. It's reminiscent of your own story, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Because when they were investigating you under the Jonathan administration, everybody was laughing. Say, because they didn't give you money. Why are they not investigating you? Because for that Nigerian air, fake, equivocally, to every, whatever that nonsense English is, told the minister then that they didn't have money. They did not have money for the project. He needed to go and bring a business proposal, which was what it was. So the amount of investigation you are putting into that proposal, do you understand? It was not an expenditure. It was a proposal. Yes, you will have some federal government expenditures, but the Nigerian Air itself is a proposal. Now, you refuse that proposal. You have been going about some dumb comic lines that you are pushing airpiece. You did not make airpiece. AAP's chairman had confessed that during the Buhari administration, you understand, he gave them rebates, you understand, so that tax waivers, so that they could, you know, work on their airlines and do all that. He was that same Minister of Aviation now, during his time, that they went to, they fought with Dubai. So if they do not give them, if they do not give AAP's what Emirates was being given, they will not agree. And AAP's got everything they needed. You are now talking, you now turn yourself to root collector. A Nigeria Air that will automatically be a national carrier have all the routes. It's not that one. It is that you have flown one plane to London now that you are celebrating that is Nigeria. And I'm laughing at you because, you see, the future will always be showing your gullibility, you know. Because when I read that Delta Airlines, an American airline, is having 14 trips to Nigeria weekly, and I say, eh. So I'm right now. I told you that demand was high. AAP's cannot meet the demand so that they can now put a national carrier. It can become what Glo did to telecoms so that we do it to aviation. You say no. You see, you keep insisting, you understand, that there's a Nigeria that you are going to build. Meanwhile, your contribution to the Nigeria, it is actually calamitous. As we are like this, it is calamitous. There seems to be no direction. All you are hell-bent on is just lying. You are not seeing the real data because even a blind man feels he say traffic, they come. People are in Nigeria, they are doing videos, we are seeing them, and more of them are even promising of coming. How are you taking charge? How are you making sure we even make money from it? It does not concern you. Because you came into a country that was using $1 billion to gamble daily. And you now take one nonsense trip to Netherlands and you are promised $2.25 million. As what now? You say that it is foreign currency that is causing the terrorism. That is why you are approving terrorism by always begging for these things. Investor, make me shine. Where many you don't bring? The Qatar way promise you, they don't drop anything. They go just, they take news, they deceive themselves. Meanwhile, the mining is going on unabated. Unabated. I see that they want to do 1-6. What nonsense are you talking about? Nigerians, before you came, already talk. There's a deep sea port here. Now we are building another one. What exactly is this investment drive that it must be their own money? Because nobody has actually answered, and you should put this mic to his mouth. Cardozo should explain it. The Minister of Finance knows nothing. Do you understand? He knows nothing. Because at the end of the day, the 750 million by the World Bank loan, did they pay it into the CBN? Because once they do not pay it into the CBN, arrest Wale Edo for treason. Because how can you, in this our sovereignty, give sovereignty to another to be spending money in our country unabated with the data they have? You can hear, they will just pay this newsman. The Minister of Power, they have gone to hit in his village. That one that could not win Zafarao, he is now saying some elders are politically irrelevant. Umar is saying that he gets the light. His hand is not like even Abi. Baba, you define Wahala. You don't see Wahala. We will not keep quiet, though. We will call you every single name based on what is happening. It is not. See, the way we think and open with meter. Everybody don't they talk and you the runner. You and the most embarrassing part is the fact that he says he's taking hard decision. And I'm like, oh, are you serious? Decision was very hard to cancel Nigerian Air so that Delta Airlines can enter the market. Now, Nigerians, and for those wanting to come to Nigeria, whatever expense you see, it is because our Omolanke president, not Green, you. He said Nigerian Air must not. He came in, you understand, 1.3 billion, now they take build Zungeru. 1.5 billion now they take build Lagos Ibadan rail. All these monies, we know what Buhari used them for. Ask Tinubu what he has used all the money for. Because by removing subsidy, governments are making more. Where that money they, we don't know. He keeps doing it as if when he's borrowing all this money that even the federal government doesn't make more than he used to make before. Till we are now, tomorrow is May 1st. They have not sorted out, you understand, the increase, corresponding increase in salary. Now, if you do not know that that is important, then you must know the effect the corruption we have. You are not doing the one you are supposed to do. You are gallivanting the world. Do you understand? We are not getting the light. Buhari's time, at least if I know, see, I saw them doing this thing, building towers in Jakonde. We were seeing it. We know they see anything. the Adelabu calls us the fool. He will just announce. He said the transformers, but you know, it's video resistant. Installations are picture resistant. They will just come, just capture one thing. Who now they sell all that nonsense to? See, those that you are following that are entering inside grief, you won't follow them new, Baba. I go tell you true. I see now that government don't know now, say they will do design. I hear the Badagry Sokoto is going to be designed. Please, Mr. Umar, please, now that we're on that, you see, everybody in every state in this country is expecting performance from you. You are a national man, not a man from the Southeast. You are responsible for all the roads. And, well, since you have decided to go the route of designing a road before construction, I would just encourage you more to, you know, you can actually do it. Have a national highway plan. You see, that you have the plan doesn't mean you build all. But whatever you build, there is meant to be continuity. It is not a lesson you people have imbibed, obviously. That's this administration. And it is because they feel they have, you know, the people on their side. And they are now abusing it. Now, they said they want to write a new constitution. It's all good. There's no constitution that's going to be new. You are going to only put amendments. But then, if you still want to say it's new, it's the end product that we call it. But when I was always talking, I said robust discussions. But do you know what they have collapsed robust discussion to mean? Amongst themselves. Let me first of all make you people laugh. And I will use lawmaking. You understand? Lawmaking as an example. I was reading today. You understand that in Kenya, the legislators have decided that everybody must collect a professional's farming license. And I'm like, that if you don't collect a professional farming license, you will go to jail for 3 years. What kind of redundant law is that? And how do people get to this kind of nonsense laws when some people just sit down, leaving their constituents, you understand, and coming and putting their myopic thought on top of the reality of our existence? What I always said and what was being done in the last administration is to have robust discussions. You will go out from that Abuja, go into these locations and have discussions with the people there. You have discussions where you have the Emir, the Oba, the Eze, you call the market women, the human beings. But they are not doing any of that. You can see the calamity the thing is. How can you have constitutional review or amendment and the IG sends someone to it? If even, and that incompetent guy said, why is he even still there? How can someone sit on that kind of false judgment that armed robbery is misconduct for the police and he's still IG? And you are saying what kind of smelling hoop? The hegemony you are trying to build, it has failed from the beginning. I know, because all these youths, you don't know them. They are making money faster than you can even think. You are seeing African fashion, but you are not talking about the textile industry. How can that even be a foresight? How can you be set to have foresight? When you are seeing the explosion of the African fashion, it is there everywhere. People are liking it. People are buying it. But your government is not, you understand? Because it is that textile industry that services the creative industry that the fashion is. Just like, instead of you understand, to stabilize, find a stabilizing career in Nigeria Air, for the aviation industry, you say no. You are trying to push Airpeace. Airpeace said it was booked. Only one flight, one plane, now if he bring. He said he will create another one, but you see, say those will really get 14 in a week. 14 flights to Nigeria in a week. The demand is there. Everybody is seeing it. But despite all these values, we have a beggar for a president. He's a thief as far as I'm concerned, because they're just calling the money and they're just moving the money out. $26 billion, na joke. Money that we actually take care entirely of our power problems. And now, I read that when you put an incompetent person there, it's easy to see. He was saying something about recapitalization of the discourse. Is that not a nonsense that you are saying? You are not looking at this structural problem. You keep on talking of what is recapitalization? Which investment have they done in the very first place? 90% of the entire infrastructure belongs to us. They just simply shared it to themselves. You are not saying the truth and you are saying you are a truth. You are a bloody lie. You are not looking at the real big metrics you are building. Who are you building? I'm gonna tell her the truth. You can imagine. So in Kenya now, they are telling you that you just be a farmer because they are sustenance farmers. You are saying professional farmer. And you make a law. Sustenance, Nko, what happens? Yes? Sustenance farming. Some people farm, you understand? They have other jobs, you understand? And they still make a bit from that farming to augment. But do you really think that if they had gone into these farming communities and whatever their ideas and whatever their desires and they had looked for a merge and they came up with a law, don't you think it would have been much better? If our legislators that are actually doing an appendage of this, what do you call it, this entire nonsense, puppetry government, I have never seen it before. Buhari never did things like this. In African Development Bank, you understand, Buhari increased the Nigerians' percentage when America, push America, come out. This one yours. Now, and what I see in this entire thing is, this is what I really think from everything I've seen, that President Tinubu is looking at an Arabian kind of deal. You can see the puppetry that they are, that they are killing their brothers. They cannot talk. They must smile to the camera. We, beast Lawana, no nation. I'm mad gone. See, in all this that you are following, you know, they are building cop camps. I saw one video, and I was discussing with one of my Eco Disco guys. See, I'm on Nigerians are not like this, so because the people are now showing me videos. When they pushed one disco person from the ladder, the person was not there. Yes, but Omo, Shebi not the one we you see. These people, they're not, they play. You not give person light, you go, just top the money, you still can't they cut the light. Ah. Then I saw another one, Agege, when they started stoning police. These things are no joke, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. You they find trouble. You go see better yawa. Everywhere you go, they are complaining. Everybody's calling you a puppet. You say you get the idea you get. We not get sense. My shit is there, our brain. Now let you be our brain. When I'm Michelle, this to me, you know, it don't talk still be this. So authority still be this now. Which kind of nonsense? Every day they want to call money, wow. Nothing day with economy. Who be the people which, oh, no, come, how they even they take right, raise the invoice, so they take collect this money? Which did they talk right before there? Same thing they do. Cause I they sweat as I did like this. So. To see the light now. Oh. And because there's no light, there's more pressure on top of where. Now, Dangote now, you understand? See, I'm going to tell you now, they accuse them of round tripping joint self because we get fuel for Nigeria. They say Dangote they import from America. Hey. You see, I can't wonder why. Person gonna talk say get high sulfur content. They say no get high sulfur content. If when I use them, anytime he sells this diesel and this what do you call it? Fuel that's coming. Test it privately. Once you don't find sulfur inside because American shale oil has high sulfur content. Now public knowledge. Because this shell Mobi, they're not they declare anything, you understand? They go just they carry fuel, they round trip on top of us. A lot of money is leaving Nigeria. As we are like this, they are stealing us blind. Every money, they must bring the makeup. Money not be spirit, job. I go, your call money like that. They are stealing from us, ni. Call it what it is. Then Ruto. Ruto, they beg World Bank for climate change loan. If not be say Ruto, they mad. That's the Kenyan president. I say the comedy of error. Now Dubai, they do one. And those ones called the advertise that they generate rain. So you they create climate. And you they spend money on climate change. Shall we go to Yahoo with the papa? Ruto is begging Nigerians, we must leave the World Bank. Oh, I tell you, I finish. Thank you very much. Please do help me share. Add your thinkings as you do. God bless you. Thank you. No sir.